Hey folks, you're chowing down on Dunkin' Donuts. This is Sean Nicholas Savage, enjoy yourself.
Hello and welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. A slightly late start. I had these files wouldn't copy over on my laptop. I had to finish those up at work and then quickly biked across campus. But a late but ruckus start. So that was Apollo Ghosts who kicked us off there. That was the song Strawberry Moon from their brand new EP mini album Amethyst, recorded earlier this year on Gabriel Island at Noise Floor Studios. And what a barn burner. Great stuff. Apollo Ghosts are going to be celebrating that release and doing a tour kickoff next weekend at the Lido. They're playing two shows, Saturday night with Bill Cann, and then Sunday, an early show with Midnight News. And those tickets are just at the door. So if you didn't get tickets to the Saturday night, you've got a chance to see them on Sunday. Want to give a shout out to a special group of listeners in Quebec. So hello to my mom, Sheila, and my aunt Colleen and aunt Elaine, and maybe anyone else that's listening in Quebec. Hope you're all doing well, and thanks for tuning in. And thanks to everyone else for tuning in, even if you aren't part of my family. On today's show, a treasure trove of new releases. We have some new Julia Holter, some new Ashuta, some new Claire Rousey, Jane Penny from the band Tops, Discovery Zone, Nonla, Tim the Mute, Chastity Belt, Waxahachie. There's just a ton of great new music being released right now, so I want to get right into it. Julia Holter has a new record coming out, and she's teased us with her second single. The record itself comes out in April, but for right now, she's just put out two songs, or actually three. Something in the Room She Moves is the name of that record, and this is the song Evening Mood. Here we go. Here is the lovely Julia Holter.
Thank you.
automata at a certain speed. You'll manage to slip off sound the rest of us. Wound up that the opening in your side, desires on display, automated replay. Ruined this signal. This signal. The bells every morning. Look my side. Thus everyone knows now.
You wanna straight to heart. Now
got it. All right, that was Claire Rousey from her new record entitled Sentiment, coming out soon. That was the song Head. She's originally from Winnipeg, but is now based out of Los Angeles, and that new record is coming out on Thrill Jockey. I played a song of hers last year that she worked on with Elena Delonte, but this is her solo record. Before that, we heard Vancouver's Ashuda from their new album Automata, or EP. That was the song My Past Influences. Before that, we went to Quebec. Not only do we have listeners there, we have music from there, and that was Danielle Boutette. That was originally recorded in 1985, and Danielle Boutette from Quebec City moved to Montreal and was part of a scene there. That was a record that she produced and put out by herself called Pièce, and that was the song En attend l'aube, Waiting for the Dawn. Danielle Boutette is now a professor at the University or Université du Québec à Rimouski, and a label called Freedom to Spend from New York is going to be re-releasing that cassette of hers from 1985. Going from Waiting for the Dawn, we had An Evening Mood before that. That was Julia Holter from the record Something in the Room She Moves. And hopefully Julia Holter will come back to town. She was here in 2019 for her last record, played at the Imperial. It was an excellent show. And so far, she makes it as far north of Seattle. So hopefully she adds a date to that tour in May. All right, let's stay in Quebec with some music from Jane Penny. You probably know her from the band Tops, where she's a lead singer, and she has a solo record out. It's entitled Surfacing, and it's coming out in a couple months, but we have a second single from it, and this song is called Wear You Out. Here is Jane Penny, and this is, you know, and this is, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM.
wrestling fans, let's get ready to rumble!
Boom Pro Wrestling is coming to you live from the Great Hall at the Nest on Friday, March 22nd. Wrestling maniacs of all ages are welcome to watch these talented fighters duke it out at UBC. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and bell time is at 7:30 sharp. Enjoy the cash bar as you cheer on your favorite players. Visit boomprowrestling.com to purchase your tickets. And hurry, because this event is sure to be a knockout. Don't miss Boom Pro Wrestling at UBC campus on March 22nd.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
We'll be right back.
All right, got that close. All right, that was Susie Shear with the brand new song Glitter, out now on Bronze Listening Standard, a record electronic label here in Vancouver. Also put out Boys Blush. Yeah. Before that, we heard Felonious Parker with this track, Dawn Prickles. Before that, we heard Discovery Zone with the song Pair a Dice from the new album Quantum Web. And at the top, Jane Penny from the new record surfacing Wear You Out. All right. Nonla has a Mint Records debut coming out very soon. So we're going to hear the second single from the new album, Like Before. This is the song Take Care. Here is Nonla on CITR 101.9 FM.
Attention all writers, zine makers, artists, and musicians. Have you heard about the Anarchist Book Fair happening at UBC on March 20th and 21st? We're looking for all types of creatives to sell, give away, or trade. So if that's you, email Cora at sponsorship@citr.ca to book a table. This two-day event is for troublemakers and peacekeepers alike. So mark your calendars for March 20th and 21st so you don't miss the Anarchist Book Fair happening at the AMS Atrium.
How come Andrew gets to get up? If he gets up, we'll all get up. It'll be anarchy.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Thank you.
right, from there. Oh, no, I'm not supposed to talk yet. One sec. Are protocols in place. I'm supposed to play that song last. Jump the gun a little bit. Okay, from their 7-inch Hog Wild, released in 1990, that was 64 Funny Cars from Victoria, British Columbia, and that was the song Fading Away. I'll talk about them in a moment. Before that, we heard Tim the Mute from the new record Might Never Happen. That was the song Blew It, featuring Cam Blake, and at the top, we heard Nonla from Like Before. That was the song Take Care. I played 64 Funny Cars, and I'm going to play a song after this for my pal Janice McKenzie, former CITR stalwart, programmer, columnist for Discorder, board chair, did it all. And she is a leap year baby, and so every 4 years she gets to celebrate, and so today is her day. So happy birthday to Janice, happy birthday to all of the other leap year babies out there. I know she loves 64 Funny Cars, as does my pal David, who actually, you know, long story, but he sent me their record a while back, so I wanted to play some of them. And then this next song, San Diego Zoo by The Sixth. This is from The Sixth first record, and it's featuring Barbara Manning. So here we go. This is for Janice and everyone else celebrating today. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next week.